Last night in Anchorage, young professionals offered a glimpse into the tech-savvy generation's idea of a candidates forum. An evening of mayoral speed dating was organized by Institute of the North's Alaska Dialogue Coordinator Nils Andreasen. Andreasen put out the notice through the online social networking site Facebook, and nearly 100 young professionals signed up.
Especially in a race with 16 candidates, this offered them one way to connect and have a unique experience.
Held at the Anchor Bar in downtown Anchorage, the event was blatantly discriminatory, but in a lighthearted way.
What about for oldsters like me? I mean, people my age can't keep up with speed dating?
You're allowed to observe and listen only.
Because of the large number of Anchorage mayoral candidates, the format followed the concept of speed dating. Three or four participants would sit at a table with a candidate, have 3 to 5 minutes to ask questions, and then...
It's a 30-second warning. You've got 30 seconds. Please wrap up your discussions. 30 seconds.
27-year-old John Roberson is a grad student at UAA studying public administration. He was interested in finding out the candidates' views on taxes, transportation, and helping low-income people. And he was diplomatic enough to run for office himself.
Well, 3 minutes wasn't very long for three or four people in each interview. But you can kind of get a sense of who is prepared, who should be here, and who maybe should work on their political skill a little more.
Oscar Avellaneda came to Alaska from Colombia as a young child. He works as a photographer in Anchorage and is passionate about his concern that the city is becoming fragmented and hostile. He sees a need for better communication between neighbors.
And I'm hoping that one of these people can start that communication off. And basically, you know, the people that are out there, the people that live in Anchorage are doing their part to continue in that, and just we become one big neighborhood, basically.
How about if I vote for you for mayor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Time is up. Time to move to the next station. Time is up. Move to the next station.
Kimberly Blackstoke works as a fundraiser for a nonprofit. She says the speed dating format seemed a bit rushed, but was still full of good energy. Like Oscar Avellaneda, she worries about a culture of exclusion in Anchorage.
Noticing a lot of racism and hate being spewed, especially on online articles, opinions, and that concerns me because I see that we are very polarized between immigrants and refugees that are living in East Anchorage and Mountain View, and then those of us who are attending these events. So I want to see us integrate and welcome people who are new to Alaska, whether they're American or not, and start working together. That's a really big issue to me.
Bike trail commuting was another issue, especially for 28-year-old Anna Boson.
Not just for pleasure, but for bike commuting as well, any improvements. And they were all open to the idea. They were aware of it as a concern, and then they each had different ways of tackling, I think, the issue. So that was a good thing for me and will influence my vote.
So have you ever been to a real speed dating thing?
I have. I have to say I've gotten more out of this than I did on that speed dating, so...
Did somebody offer to buy dinner?
Tonight, no. Then, no either. So, but I did get a free beer tonight. So.
And Andrea Sanders, an Anchorage-based renewable energy organizer for the Union of Concerned Scientists, said beyond energy issues, she wanted information about how candidates would attract youth to government.
There's a large percentage of the federal and state employees retiring, and I think a lot of interest is there with the youth, but they don't know where to channel that interest and get involved. So I was asking what sort of ideas they had on getting new people involved in government and how to keep the youth in general occupied in the city.
And she was sensitive to the less popular speed dating candidates.
They had arrows, but if there was already people there, we would go to the lonely, you know, contender with no crowd. So they don't feel bad, I guess. But yeah, you could definitely see the popularity contest come out in this sort of atmosphere.
There are 16 total mayoral candidates. 10 showed up for the speed dating event. No one reported any plans for follow-up dates.